Chapter 45. Reach sprinted across Camp Ohio with Sergeant Tran and his squad in tow. Rupak had shown up in force, overwhelming a combat outpost. They had been slowed enough by another outpost's intersecting fire to have not yet gotten inside the wire, but that would change soon if more guns didn't arrive. One Badger was engaging the enemy, and requests for more were coming in fast. But the Badgers were a crucial part of the base's overall defenses, and pulling one from its position only made a new opening. So Captain Bosa opted to hold them in position unless absolutely necessary. As Reach approached, he saw that Rangers, Osei Warriors, and armed Space Force techs were firing from behind the printed walls of the camp, dropping low to change magazines and rising up to fire down on the Rupak forces below. It was obvious from the volume of fire coming and going that they were up against a significant Rupak force. Tran directed his men to take up positions along the wall.
Massaw, find a spot and get to work. Day, you're his security.
On it.
The pair moved to a partially destroyed ladder and quickly climbed the rungs. The top was in ruins, and the MG emplacement, and no doubt the team controlling it, had been destroyed in the attack. Reach moved his way to the top of the battlements and got his first look at the attackers. They were rapidly crossing the deforested buffer zone around the camp, mechanized infantry moving from the tree line and into the open.
Lieutenant Harmon, he called over implant. We could use 2nd Platoon's mortar team and more Carl Gustavs or Javelins over here.
Copy that. They're inbound.
5 8-wheeled black troop transports rolled toward the base, machine guns buzzing at the Rangers defending Ohio. Infantry moving alongside. A 6th vehicle was already a burning wreck, the victim of the sector's lone javelin. The Badger defending this sector targeted the vehicles and managed to disable one. That vehicle dropped its ramp, and more Rupak soldiers emerged, running to the rear of the ICV. One of them stumbled forward dead an instant before Reach heard the crack of Massaw's rifle. Reach targeted the infantry moving along the ICVs, dropping the soldiers the moment an inch of flesh became exposed, his brain lining up the shots. Some he wounded, some he killed, but he left a solid trail of men behind the advancing vehicles. Still, the damage wasn't keeping up with the advance.
"We need those mortars!" a ranger shouted.
As if in response, the whoomp of a mortar firing sounded over the battlefield, but from the wrong direction. The team from the disabled Rupak ICV was firing on them from behind the vehicle's cover, and an incoming round splashed inside the camp. The initial overshooting was adjusted too much, and the next rounds fell 10 meters in front of the wall. But they'd get it right eventually.
"Massaw, you got anything on that mortar team?" said Tran.
"Negative. Can't see him at all."
Reach looked for the Rangers' own mortar team and was relieved to see them running across camp. Then he looked back to the Rupak mortar positions, mentally capturing their place on the grid, and called in the coordinates to the team. The team set up their base plates with skillful efficiency and fired as told. The shots landed one after another, hitting directly behind the Rupak ICV and utterly silencing the enemy mortars. With that threat eliminated, Reach instructed the team to fire on the advancing ICVs, hoping to disable them and inflict casualties on the soldiers running alongside. Captain Bosa delivered a quick report over the command channel.
1st Platoon is engaging with Rupak armor and infantry at the midpoint between Muir and Ohio. Out.
That was confirmation of something Reach had known from the moment more Rupak ships appeared in the skies, that the attack he was now facing was part of a coordinated assault. Only it wasn't tactically sound. Rupak were charging like they were Germans in the Ardennes counteroffensive. The Rupak they'd left behind on Earth had all the regressive policies of a communist Politburo, and their red tape and stagnant command were always evident. But they had numbers and treachery that often made up for it. So what was this? A last-ditch effort to gain entry into the camp for another snatch attempt for the AI, or simply a feint?
"Brody," Reach called over implant, "where are you?"
"I'm on United States soil, citizen, right here in Camp Ohio."
"You have anything on you that can take out Rupak ICVs? They're going to reach our defenses before long. A lone Badger can't hold them back."
"Sure do, Texas Ranger. I've just been a little busy killing these Rupak I keep finding running around the base."
"What Rupak?"
"The ones in all black. Found 4 of them sneaking around. Don't worry, I didn't give them the chance to buzz me this time. And it looks like hunting season is now over."
Well, get to my location so we can knock these things out. Roger, citizen.
Reach informed Tran that Brody was inbound to help with the ICVs.
And keep your eyes peeled. Brody says he spotted Rupak inside the wire.
Figured this was a cover and maneuver, Tran replied.
Reach connected with Bosa. Captain, we have Rupak inside the wire. More special forces per Brody. Before the captain could respond, Alexa came on.
I think it would be wise if I left my place at the hospital to join the fight.
Alexa, Bosa said, those people will die without your help.
That is true no matter where I am. They will die if I stay inside.
I want you to stay put, Bosa said. If Rupak is looking for you, I don't want you to be easy to find.
Very well.
She didn't sound like she agreed, but she accepted it.
Brody is moving to our pos to help with 5 Rupak ICVs, said Reach. We're beating on them pretty good, but they'll reach us before...
Hang on.
The Rupak vehicles were suddenly falling back, with the infantry running to keep up. The defenders were taking advantage of the opportunity to fire on the newly exposed soldiers.
Strike that. Looks like they're falling back.
Keep me informed. Bosa out.
Soon, a distant boom erupted from the other end of the camp, and Lieutenant Harmon was online.
Rupak ICVs are advancing on us in Sector 7. Big push. I count 12 vehicles.
Reach's shoulders slumped. That sector was where they'd drawn the mortar team from. The enemy had attacked the camp's weakest point.
Brody, they need you at 7.
Roger that. As long as there are Rupak to kill, I don't care where I go.
Reach turned to Tran. Sergeant, stay here for now. No telling if Rupak is going to push again. I'm heading to 7 to see what I can do.
Tran nodded. We'll hold things down here.
I need some additional badgers over here, Harmon reported.
Copy, said Bosa. Sending badgers 3 and 5 to your position.
Captain, Alexa said, that will leave both those defensive positions severely weakened.
I'm afraid we don't have any other options until Lieutenant Sherman is able to fight his way back to us.
I can fly one of the haulers as a close air support craft. It has limited weapons capability.
Can you do that remotely while continuing to assist the wounded?
Easily.
All right, do it.
Reach jumped down from the wall and ran at full speed across the camp, pausing only long enough to take a mortar tube, base plate, and HE rounds from the mortar team rushing to get back to their original position. He carried the load easily, feeling the wind try to slow him down as he moved. He arrived at Sector 7 ahead of Brody and found things exactly as Lieutenant Harmon had described.
Here, get these going, he said to a ranger on duty, and then he took a place at the wall, finding targets and doing what he could.
It wasn't much. The Rupak ICVs were rolling toward them without troops at their side, firing their machine guns and keeping everyone's head down. A ranger fired a javelin at the lead vehicle, sending it up in flames. It would be up to the Badgers to try and fend off the rest.